Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 20th of December. With the wearisome repetitiveness of a tacky Christmas song, US government shutdown threats are with us once again. Last night, Congress failed to pass a package that had been endorsed by President-elect advisor Musk and President-elect Trump. If nothing is passed today, then the government starts to shut down this evening. A short-term shutdown is difficult for people who are employed by the government. It may lead to changes in their behaviour. For example, given insecurities associated with working for the government, it might be the case that government employees seek to hold more liquid savings than does the average US citizen. However, it does have a limited economic impact if the shutdown is just short-lived. The longer the shutdown, the more dramatic the economic impact, until eventually GDP turns negative. It does also add to uncertainty because, of course, official economic data is published by the government. It may not be the best quality data, but it's generally better quality than private sector surveys, and any loss of data means a limitation on the understanding about what is happening in the economy. That may be particularly relevant when the Federal Reserve of Chair Powell is pursuing the policy error of data dependency. From the United Kingdom, November public sector borrowing was lower than the consensus expected, albeit the consensus was based on a relatively limited number of forecasts. That offers some signals on economic activity. It's harder to avoid the tax authorities than it is to avoid the Office for National Statistics, and so tax revenue data may hint at the bits of economic activity that are being missed in the official calculations. Yesterday's Bank of England rate decision, however, hinted at some concerns about growth. The three dissenting voices in the unchanged rate decision ended up providing a dovish signal. US consumer data comes in the form of the November income and spending figures. Incomes are expected to continue to outstrip inflation. It is the rising real incomes that provide such a solid foundation for growth in the US economy in 2025. It's also worth reflecting that the inflation number, represented by the personal consumer expenditure deflator, will still include the fantasy owner's equivalent rent price, a price that nobody pays, albeit that has less of a weighting than it does in the consumer price inflation, where owner's equivalent rent is a full quarter of the calculation. Real personal spending should continue to increase, as rising incomes mean that consumers can spend without having to rely on credit cards or savings. It's notable that most measures of consumer credit remain very moderate when compared to personal disposable income. Today marks the final morning audio comment of 2024. Normal service will resume on the 2nd of January of 2025. I would like to wish you all as prosperous a new year as circumstances will allow. And for everyone who has tuned in from time to time over the course of 2024, thank you for listening.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.